15 Boston students are off on their maiden voyage, a three-week trip to Nova Scotia on a wooden schooner, the Roseway, built in Massachusetts in 1925 for racing. For the students, it's a life-changing event. First time on the water, first trip abroad, the kind of adventure that can be too expensive to buy. WBUR's Max Larkin was with crew members on Fan Pier in Boston as they prepared to cast off. In the group, 17-year-old Joe Lewis was waiting for his older brother, who teaches at his school, to show up.
Welcome aboard!
Welcome aboard.
No one's here yet. It's kind of awkward. I don't have my water bottle. Today was mostly like relaxing and just seeing around the boat. It's really claustrophobic down there, but it's really spacious once you lay down. I'm ready to leave, really. Like, I'm on the boat. I'm really ready to, like, be sailing. Here's my brother.
You want to show me around? Or
Yeah, show him around.
Are you busy?
Dante.
Do you go by Dave or
David? David Jones.
David Jones. Nice to meet you, David.
Yeah, I'm his older brother / teacher. I am really excited that he's going to have this opportunity to work outside of his comfort zone. It should not be rare that black and brown students have the opportunity to enjoy the seas or the great outdoors. But unfortunately, that's just the structure of things. But this is helping to break that status quo. Hopefully, you know, each of the students on board will be able to take this experience and use it to empower other people. I'm very proud of him. I mean, this is a huge risk for him to take, being on a boat for 3 weeks with people who he's never even stayed the night with.
Hey, man.
How you doing? Good to see you.
Good.
I'm so excited.
That was a weird hug.
Sorry, man.
My name is Aaron Stone. I teach high school biology at Boston Day Needham Academy. I'm super psyched to have the 15 students we have on board. They're phenomenal human beings, and they each bring a different component to the puzzle. I think we're feeling really awesome. I'm psyched to see what happens when the honeymoon phase wears off, because that's where the real work gets in.
Anchors away. Yeah. 6 o'clock, I think, is the time. This is our captain, Tom Ryan.
Oh, gosh. What should they expect? I mean, to be challenged like they've never been challenged? Finding yourself is probably the hardest part. Like, finding your role where it comes to being a crewmate. There's 30 personalities. You know, that's always going to be a challenge when you're detached from land and you got to rely on each other.
Going, now we're going about to get going. So, pretty exciting.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Rosie!
That story was produced by WBUR's Max Larkin. For photos of the students at sea, go to WBUR.org's Edify page, where you can find more WBUR education reporting.